friends. What's up?
Kristen Helmstetter here from the Coffee Self-Talk podcast. Welcome back.
How are you doing today? So I went surfing. Some of you know that because you saw me on Instagram when I did some stories, some my stories. And I want to talk about that for a minute because I had a couple of really neat insights from the whole experience. So as you know, from a previous episode, I decided to go surfing with my family when we went to California last week for a get-together with my daughter's school. And I had never wanted to go surfing. And in fact, I was scared to go surfing. But I decided this was a really good opportunity to push myself, do something I was scared to do, do it anyway, right? Be brave, have courage. It was a great way to show my daughter that just because you're afraid of something doesn't mean you can't do it. And doesn't mean that there aren't like tips and tricks for doing scary things. So of course I did coffee self-talk. I did a surfer script. I wrote a surfer script and I read it a couple of days before going surfing and every morning up until then. And it totally helped build my enthusiasm for it. And it made me feel empowered and excited. But the morning of, as I'm doing my script, I had this kind of back and forth in my head. This, I'm excited. I'm still a little scared. I'm excited. I've got some anxiety. So doing my coffee self-talk was so cool for getting me pumped up and getting me excited about it, building my confidence about it. And that was amazing. And it doesn't necessarily, it's not a magic pill. It doesn't just, you know, make all of your anxiety go away, but it helps you process it better. Totally. So we get to the beach, we're driving in the car and my heart's racing just a little bit. And we get to the beach and there's all these other kids that showed up from the school and they're suiting up in their wetsuits and they're all excited. Like I was surrounded and there were some teachers there too, some people from the school, adults, and they were excited too. Nobody talked about being scared. And it's such a great reminder that just because you see something one way, there's another perspective out there because there are other people out there who feel differently about the same situation. And it can be a perspective or an example for you to follow. I looked at those kids and I looked at those other adults who were excited to surf and weren't showing any fear. And I thought, well, they're cool with it. Like, they're not scared. I don't need to be scared. So it was just this excellent lesson in perspective. There's always another way to look at something. And it helped me. It helped me because I had a choice. I stood there and I had a choice. And I know how powerful and magical my mind is. And I know that I can choose fear or I can choose love and excitement and awe and all these other good emotions. And I decided to jump into their energy. And it was awesome. But then there was one other interesting experience that I got out of it, this kind of lesson. When you take the surfboard out there and you try to get on a wave, you know, you either surf it or you fall off. And in my example, as a beginner, and I would assume most beginners, you might never get up on the board standing in your first lesson, or heck, maybe your first few lessons. But, and that was my experience. I was never able to get up and stand on the board. That said, it was crazy strong weather. It was windy and the conditions were harsh. But I tried. But the point is when you go surfing, you fall off and you get right back up and you go back out and wait for a wave. And then you try again, like within minutes, and you fall off and you get right back up and go for another wave. And this happens repeatedly. I've never done anything where I failed so many times and I kept getting up. And it was an amazing experience because of that, because I thought to myself, where else can I apply that? The surfing experience of boom, 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 you know, constant falling, constant getting back up. Like, I didn't even question that I would get back up and try again. It was like, of course I am. And as I was doing that in the water and it was hitting me, literally and figuratively, that I keep trying again. I keep getting up. And I don't even think twice about it. I realized how important that is as a life lesson. And I anchored that feeling inside me. I thought, I want to remember this. I want to remember that no matter how many times I fall, I will get right back up. Get right back up. I will get right back up. Yes. So that was surfing for me. I was scared to do it. I did it anyway. I wrote myself a coffee self-talk surfer script to help me through the process, to build up my enthusiasm and to get excited about it. Then I got to the beach and saw all these other perspectives of people who were doing it for the first time as well. And I jumped onto their perspective, which totally helped. I mean, the minute I saw those other people excited about surfing, my heart rate slowed down. I immediately felt better. And then the incredible lesson of falling a gazillion times, getting beat up in the process, surfboard hitting my foot, swallowing tons of salt water, and not thinking twice, not hesitating for an instant to get right back up. It was amazing. It was amazing. Oh my God. I'm stoked. I'm so stoked just even thinking about it. So that is it for today. Surfing life lessons. Okay, so if you have a question for the podcast or you want to reach out, you can reach me by email, kristen@kristenhelmstetter.com. And you can also ping me on Instagram, Coffee Self Talk. It's getting extra hot here in Arizona. So I'm headed out to take a walk before the sun gets too hot, do my coffee self talk on my walk, setting my day up for success, feeling happy, feeling super high vibe, and sending all of you magical hugs and kisses. Now go live your magical life. Ciao, ciao.